you can actually be totally, totally emotionally fucked up and open directly to God. Just like you could be sick physically and open to God, and poor and open to God. You don't need to have your emotional life straight before you can open to God. It helps, it's easier, but you don't need to. And it becomes an obsession, just like people become obsessed with making more and more and more money, even though they have plenty of money. And people therapize themselves and keep getting these peak experiences of cathartic oneness, because for a few seconds they're not suppressed under their father's domination or something. And then they think, wow, I just need more of that therapy to feel even better. And that never ends. Because again, your emotional state has nothing to do with your capacity to open directly to infinity. So this isn't self-improvement and this isn't therapy. What it is I'm going to use the term spiritual practice, but you could use whatever term you want. And now I'll define it how I'm talking about it. How do you open right now to your deepest self, your highest self, to the divine, to infinity, to give your deepest gift, to love as much as you can, to be as free as possible right now? No excuses. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter if you have a horrible relationship. It doesn't matter if you're confused and emotionally distraught. It doesn't matter if, you know, you just left your genitals on the floor in the other room and your mind is thinking about this and you're all over. There are ways of realizing infinity in the midst of the chaos of your life right now. And there better be, because you are in the midst of the chaos of your life. If you had to straighten your life up before you could open directly to infinity, nobody would. Because if you haven't noticed by now, you never can straighten out your life completely.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.